HKX Mobile.
And 4, is that LK Mobile?
Morning, Shane, how are you?
Give me a couple minutes, if you will. Pulling out, I gotta... Anyway, I'll be back in just a second. N4 ZLK. Looks like some people. Do you actually?
I'm just driving a straight drive, though. But then there's other times I'm glad I'm not.
I know the technology's getting better, but I can control it better backing up the docks, especially going up hills and stuff, if I have to back up. Anyway, and they're slower getting out in traffic.
Maybe on the bigger trucks, but not so much on these here.
I'm sure there's a difference, but I just feel like I'm a little more control now. Working at night, you know, just going back and forth to, you know, Greensboro or something, that might not be too bad. But going around town, and I know some people say they'd rather drive the automatic going around town, but like I said, it's all personal preference.
Control, yes. I will give you that one. That's my opinion, too. You don't have to depend on the brakes so much. I got an extra help there getting it slowed down.
This morning, and let the dog out. I heard you guys talking.
Still early.
When I woke up, but I got some stuff in for the radio, you know, antenna stuff. That I opened up and I was going through this morning, just kind of getting an idea of how it was going to go together.
Put that up this weekend?
Working at it. I'll probably start on the inside first and work my way out. And then get everything ready and then just figure out where the antenna's going to go and run the coax and plug it in.
Somebody's trying to lay all that stuff out sometimes and stay away from certain things.
Put it in the house. I've been trying to decide on that. There's two areas that I was thinking about. I didn't want to put it in the bedroom, which is the way I had it last time, because every time she goes to bed, I can't use it then. So I usually, a lot of times, I stay up later than her if she has to get up early in the morning.
Way on the other end of the house in a separate room.
Me too. The other end of the house. And, that'll be nice, because I can be as loud as I need to be.
You seen fuel prices this morning?
Okay, and a couple of stations were very similar to what it was last night, so I haven't been out to Easley yet.
It's climbing quick. It's 3:39 at the Sphinx over here on Wade Hampton and Taylor's.
3:39?
Roger that.
What?
Sorry, 4:39.
That's almost worth driving over there and getting it if it's at 3:39.
There is a station over here that's still 3:39, but I don't know how much longer they're going to last.
The QTs there on Whitehorse, they'd all gone up to 3:99 last night. They were 3:79 the day before.
I went up there on 123. Went up from 390. To 4:23 yesterday as I went through.
On up. I don't know if you told me what it was, but... Well, we'll just see what it is tomorrow, then.
Filled up over here at 3:99 and went and done one stop and come back by, and it's now 3:19. Sorry, yes, 4:19. I'm hung up on 3 today for some reason. KO4HKX.
Good morning. It's 3:36 for gasoline here, and there's too many cars here at the Taylor's Walmart. I can't see the diesel sign, guys. Sorry, I was going to try to read that for you, but it's 3:36.9 on the petrol.
Yep.
Good morning, Shane. And we're just pulling into the Walmart here, and that's about the most dangerous place on earth is their parking lot. Which side do you want to go to, Bernice? Anyways, I'll let you continue on. Darn it, I was going to read you the price off, but I couldn't get at it. Have a good day, guys, and a safe day in 0TR.
Hello, Miss Bernice. Good to hear you. N4ZLK.
Miss Bernice, y'all have a good day. KO4HX. And Shane, I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to have to hop out. Say 73s for now. You have a good day and stay safe out there.
Talk to you later. N4ZLK Mobile. You too.
Well, like it's unreasonable, Patrick. I just parked here. I thought it was cheaper than gas for a little while.
Sometimes it is, but not lately. So, I don't know. It's costing me a fortune every week in fuel. So, I don't know what I'm going to do. But, Tom, I got to clear out. Y'all take care. You and Miss Bernice be safe today. KO4HX, and I'll be clear. 73.
Yeah, my president of our company told me one time years ago, he says, it's actually cheaper to refine diesel than it is gasoline, but they charge more for it. I never did understand that, especially when our whole transportation system is based on diesel as far as the semis go. Have a good day, Patrick. In 0TR. Clear.
80s, I remember diesel was always cheaper. But I think somebody said, hey, wait a second. There's always going to be a need for diesel. Let's raise that up a little bit.
Minimal to me. Standard operating procedures. Bernice is out of the car. I better get to going. 73s, N0TR.
N4ZLK, 73.